Transgender Activists Slam Gay Nudist Camp for Male-Only Policy. By Neil Monroe on April 10, 2025. Transgender activists are claiming outrage after a male-only gay nudist camp rejected their demand for female participation in an upcoming all-male social event in May. The staged uproar spotlights the aggressive demand by advocates for transgenderism that gay men must pretend that women miraculously become men once they say they feel transgender. For years, ordinary women and lesbians have faced the same intrusive transgender demands in bathrooms, civic events, and sports from men who say they feel like women. This time, gay men who are sexually attracted to male bodies, not females who insist they are transgender men, are facing similar political pressure to submit to the transgender political campaign. The female group knew full well of our policy regarding trans men well advance of their organization booking their dates, said a March 31 explanation by the Grizzly Pines camp owners. They added, "At Grizzly Pines, our mission has always been to provide a safe, affirming, and liberating space exclusively for cisgender, sick, men." Grizzly Pines exists as a private niche retreat and its purpose is not to serve as a one-size-fits-all solution for the entire LGBTQ+ spectrum. A pro-transgender outlet, Advocate.com, touted the transgender demands above the gay rights group, saying, "The controversy has prompted a conversation about exclusion, transphobia, and who gets to define community in LGBTQ+ spaces traditionally rooted in body positivity and inclusion." The fight was staged by a pro-transgender group called the Houston Bears, which includes both male homosexuals and women who claim to be transgender. Their site says, "Our membership transcends gender, race, age and ethnicity to include bears, cubs, otters, admirers and other allies to the bear community." The bears term refers to hairy men, as opposed to the clean-shaved look more common among gay men. The Advocate.com reported, "The idea of having an event where we would be forced to tell some of our members not you is incompatible with our values," the Houston Bears said in a statement sent to the Advocate and posted online. "We know that it is very late in the process, but we also believe that it is never too late to do the right thing." The Houston Bears summer event has been moved to an alternative site at Rainbow Ranch in Grosbeck, Texas. Yet transgender activists insist they are being politically betrayed by the managers of the gay campground. "There's a huge swath of the LGB community that feels like the fight is over for them," John Anderson, founder of the Gay Camping Friends Civic Group, told Advocate.com. "They've made progress and now want to separate themselves from trans people. People post graphics that read LGB with a slash through the T. What they don't understand is that attacks on trans people are the precursor to attacks on all queer people. They're next." However, the niche fight helps to reveal the supremacist demands by transgender groups that everyone else must accept their claims to have changed their sex once they mimic members of the opposite sex. Some people who claim to be transgender prefer to have homosexual sex with people who share their biological sex. Others prefer to have straight sex with people of the opposite biological sex. Their sexual demands are hidden underneath their revolutionary claims that each person's feeling of their gender is more important than the differences between the two sexes. For example, the pro-transgender group, GLAAD, is trying to redefine both heterosexuality and homosexuality around the invented idea of gender. Breitbart News reported in March 2024. Same gender loving, also known as SGL. This is a term used by some African American people as an Afrocentric alternative to what are considered Eurocentric, or white, identities like gay and lesbian. Coined by activist Cleo Monago in the 1990s. The term and its usage explicitly recognizes the histories and cultures of people of African descent. For example, a transgender woman, a man pretending to be a woman, added, who is attracted exclusively to women would typically describe himself, a lesbian. If he were exclusively attracted to men, she would likely describe herself a straight woman. Drunk Octopus tweeted, "Wow. GLAAD are actively erasing same-sex attraction as a concept. They are erasing LGB. This is homophobia." A similar political campaign by transgender groups killed a women-only music festival held in Michigan from 1976 to 2015. The transgender campaign is being funded and backed by elite-funded progressives who impose diversity to help fracture the civic and political power of ordinary American families in a society that recognizes men and women as equal, different, and complementary. Polls suggest that the transgender campaign is weakening public acceptance of gays and lesbians. NBC News reported in March 2024. After steadily increasing over the last decade, support for same-sex marriage dipped to 67% in 2023 from a record high of 69% the year before, according to the survey of more than 22,000 U.S. adults, which was conducted by the Nonpartisan Public Religion Research Institute, or PRRI, and reported a margin of sampling error of 0.82%. More than three-quarters of those surveyed, 76%, favored laws that protect LGBTQ people from discrimination in housing, employment and public accommodation, a decline from a record high of 80% in 2022. The demand is increasingly unpopular among Americans, some of whom switched parties from Democratic to Republican in the 2024 elections. The demand also pushed some gays and lesbians into the GOP column, partly because transgender advocates are pressuring many same-sex-attracted teenagers to submit to transgender claims. Since then, Trump has aggressively pushed back against the transgender claim that gender is both real and more important than each person's obvious male or female sex, whatever their straight, gay, or lesbian sexual feelings.